was going 7 years ago.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask me the questions I won't know.
That the only thing we have to fear is
history
buffs. Hey, thanks for joining us here on History Buffs.
You're welcome.
My name is Bob Nugent. I'm here with the cantankerous David Britton.
I feel fine. Thank you.
And we have a great show for you today. Our guest has come a long way to be with us here
through
today.
Time and space.
A mysterious legend that I, for one, very excited to learn about. And I really enjoyed researching this one. One of my, not heroes by any means, but somebody that I'm inspired by. A true warrior and a believer in personal rights and the role that government plays in the life of its people.
Please welcome Mark Knopfler.
God damn it. No, what? Why Mark Knopfler?
First name that came to my head.
Okay, great. Because we were talking
about Knopfler's a good man.
God damn it.
See? Here we go. Well, that's what it is now.
We are here with our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Geronimo. Thank you so much
Geronimo.
For being here.
Hey, how you guys
oh,
doing?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I said Geronimo, not Shecky Green.
Hey!
Why don't we get Shrecky Green on?
Not Shrecky Green. Shrecky?
Geronimo!
I didn't realize Shecky Green.
Geronimo Shrek. In the house!
Shrek was green.
Shrek was green. It's not Shrecky Green. It's Shecky Green.
What I'm just saying,
I heard it's Shrecky Green.
Okay, all right. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's talk about the show and what we do here. We have a list of 20 questions that we'd like to ask you about your life so we can get your story out there.
Woo!
For our listeners. Why are you screaming into your microphone?
Geronimo!
I think he's talking to me.
Let's start at the beginning, and I'd like to know, when were you born? What was the date of your birth?
I don't believe in time in that
Boy,
way.
This happens. This happens very
problem.
Often.
We're gonna need answers.
We do need answers.
There was
it's
a
true.
Squirrel nearby.
Okay, that's
yeah. Start at the squirrel.
Let's start at the squirrel and we'll work our way up. What was the day like?
Much like every other day.
I heard March a hack. I think
March. So we got a month.
We got
Let's
March.
That was it.
No oh, Jesus.
We're gonna have to do this a piece at a time. Clearly.
So March. What day in March in the white man calendar?
I don't know.
What is this accent now?
I'm still
I seriously can't remember if he's Shecky Green or someone else.
I haven't been on this plane in a while. I don't know what voice to use yet.
So would you say was it
Geronimo?
I know Geronimo. I know you're very excited.
He just keeps Geronimo. Okay,
he keeps jumping up and down.
Let me ask you this. Were there bicycles yet?
I've calmed down. I've calmed down.
Okay.
I want an answer to Dave's question. Were there bicycles yet?
We're just trying to find a year.
In the time of Geronimo?
Yes.
In the time of your
Ooh,
time.
My voice has changed so
I like it. It's sultry. It's sweet.
Yeah,
let's keep it with it. It's very like Luther Vandross.
Ooh.
Is he dead?
Is that who's on?
No. Damn it. No.
It's Shecky Green. Go
From
ahead,
From time
Shecky.
To time, I'm still going to let you know I'm Geronimo.
That's fine. I'm totally okay with that.
Bicycles.
How about?
Nah, I've never heard of those.
How about?
Okay, it was before bicycles.
Before bicycles. Let's guess. Let's just guess a
guess
year.
Guess a year.
Guess a year.
Any year. So we can move on.
614.
614.
614.
So the
AD.
Year 614
of
our Lord.
Sounds yes, too low.
I thought that
Add
too.
Add 1,000.
So 16. 14.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good, too.
1614.
The year of our Lord.
March 1614. You
Your
go
Lord.
With day?
Yeah, there's a day in there. How about a day?
Pick any day in March.
There's 31 days in March, I believe. Right?
Pigeon.
Nope, that's an animal.
No.
We went from squirrel to pigeon. I don't know if that's better or worse.
The squirrel, Dave, the pigeon.
River.
Nope. Remember the day that squirrel rode a pigeon?
No.
That day.
Let's talk about that story off the air because that sounds amazing. Where were you born? How about that? Where?
Wait. I'm not moving on until we get a day.
Okay, you want a day then.
What day is today?
Today is the 13th.
The 13th.
That was it.
It was 13th
March
of March
13th. 1614.
Mm-hmm.
And where were you born? How about a place? Tell us about the place you were born. What was it called? Take your time.
Or don't.
River.
River.
You were born in a river?
Or the town was called River.
We called it River.
Okay, you called it River. What was it like? What was this place that you were
Wet.
Yes, I get that.
So it was a river or it was called River?
Both.
Okay.
Oh, it was a river called River.
See what you say.
Say what you see.
Right, right.
Say what you see.
Native American.
Classic Native American.
Native American thinking.
Classic.
Say what you see. So you were born in River, which was near River.
On a river.
Who else
a river.
Lived in River? How many people would you say lived in this area that you were born near in? Is that a word?
Well, it's several.
Okay.
13,000.
13,000. That seems like a lot of people. A
lot of us.
That's counting otters.
Big River.
And where? Okay.
Oh, it's called Big River.
It was called Big River.
It's called Big River.
Okay, so now we can get in a little more in the area of the United States of America, or as you would know it, just America.
I wouldn't know it by that name one bit.
Incorrect.
Where would you say this was? In what area of
Well,
country.
Since my passing, I've taken up U.S. geography.
Of course, yes. It's very popular in the afterlife.
That's right. Big River. You guys, I'm really settling in now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Geronimo.
That's right. We love it.
Big River was located in, I think it was, they call it Texarkana.
Texarkana. So right northeast of Texas on the border of Arkansas, right around there for our listeners that don't own maps.
The panhandle.
No, that's the Gulf of Mexico
I
around
I want everything to be the panhandle.
Is that the panhandle? I think it is.
The panhandle
right.
is, guys, you don't know your U.S. history like Geronimo
do
does.
You've been studying.
The panhandle is that part of Texas that juts up, I think, in Oklahoma.
Oh.
That's the part you grab onto.
That's right.
You grab a hold of the handle of the pan. Right, yep. Right. That makes sense. Man, I don't know a lot about Texas, and I've lived there. At your birth, your name obviously was not Geronimo. That's a nickname that you were given.
By myself?
Yeah, and it's one that you were crazy about. You apparently really loved it. But we'll get into that name a little later. I want to know what your name was at birth. What was your name at birth?
The one with no socks.
The one with no socks. And what did that name mean? I don't know that it goes without saying, but what did that name mean? What did it signify?
I had hairy feet.
But you were without socks because your feet were so hairy, they were always, I assume, warm, like a hobbit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's just what that means.
Well, let's not put words into his mouth.
Oh, of course
though.
Not. No. What do you want to put anything else in his mouth?
I'll put whatever.
Woo-hoo, boys, you're getting frisky.
Geronimo!
Geronimo!
I'm just trying to be hospitable.
You're known as a great warrior. You spent a large majority of your life fighting.
Yes.
And one type Man's of people, man. Specifically, one type of person, one nationality or type of person that you were constantly fighting. Who were you constantly fighting?
The Iroquois.
Indian or Native American.
That's right.
I will try not to say Indian anymore.
That's fine.
It's improper usage of the word.
What did you not like about the Iroquois?
Isn't it weird that a guy can come all the way across the ocean,
mm-hmm.
think I'm in India, and it just sticks.
Yeah, it's just...
That's weird, right?
Sure. There, like, look it up. There's lots of comedians that have very popular opinions about it that
oh,
you can
yeah,
that
oh,
you
there's
can
a. I went to Pandora, and I typed in Indian / Native American jokes. I was in stitches for hours.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You enjoy...
I'm sorry you were hurt.
I don't think that's what in stitches means. I think he meant he was laughing, guffawing, having
yeah.
a good time.
Oh.
Now, what does that come? Where does that come from, though? In stitches, do you know where that come from? It comes from?
No, I just know it
as a way of
saying you're
enjoying
laugh loud for
busting a gut, as it were.
That's gross.
It's pretty gross. Perforation of the stomach.
Did we ever get a date?
March 13th.
13th. 1614.
Oh, okay, good.
You
Big River.
Big River.
Home of Geronimo.
Big so Joan Rivers.
You fought the Iroquois a lot. This is why we don't drink before the podcast.
This is why you don't drink. You don't tell me what to do.
Your friend is hammered, baby.
He's been drinking the what is it, the fire sauce? What do they call it?
That's, yes.
Oh,
they called him a Bloody
sauce.
Mary at the restaurant.
Fire water. That sort of thing, not fire sauce. That's pretty stupid. In Native American culture, there's a specific animal.
I'll tell you, I've been eating beets and my poops look real weird.
Oh, yeah.
Do
That'll
we need
happen.
To talk about it now?
Like, that happened. The fire sauce will do that to you, too.
It's a medical condition. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Are you done? I mean, we can keep going about your...
I'm done for now.
Your red poops. Are you sure it's not blood?
That's the problem is you never know.
No, you do. You easily do
Well,
know.
If you're eating beets, you don't know.
Let's move on and talk more about our guest and his
hatred. Your friend is weird.
What are you, Tony Soprano now?
Look.
Hey, your friend is weird.
That was not very
I was
Tony
listening
Soprano.
To that Pandora all day. I don't know my own voice anymore. Your friend is weird.
Is that, that's not good. That was like a weasel pretending
to be. It was like
be...
Professor Frink.
You should get like, on Pandora.
Hey, joking about, never mind. In Native American culture, a specific animal is connected with death and are the source of this, you know, this monster terrified children and it was associated with this animal that signified death to your people. What was this animal that symbolized death?
The bat
symbolized death in your people, and children were afraid of bats.
Yes.
Why? Yeah. Why were they afraid of bats?
Well, you know, the bat can't see.
Okay, bats
the
are
bat
blind.
Bat is blind.
Sure,
that is not true.
And
I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
No, that's true. That's fact.
Okay,
I'm
so
sorry.
Bats are blind.
Bats
We've established
blind.
That, David. We're moving
okay,
on.
That's fine. It's just not true.
They're pure of heart and they understand.
Like now you're Southern.
They understand.
All
childs
pure
understand
of heart.
To not trust a blind thing that sees.
Okay, ooh. So Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder.
Well, the Stevie Wonder thing, I'm going to let you know right now, he's not blind.
You know what? This is
I've
funny.
Heard that.
There is actually an internet conspiracy about whether or not Stevie Wonder is blind.
That's true. Well,
I know.
Hannibal Buress talks about it.
Oh, really? I didn't realize.
Well, Geronimo's
that.
Talking about it right now.
That's I'm sorry. Right. I don't mean to, like, you know.
Are you a big fan of Stevie Wonder?
I'm a bigger fan of Hannibal.
Well, that's good. We should get him on the show. I mean, when he dies, of course.
Yeah, sure. First thing.
On one fateful day. An unspeakable event took place.
Now, look, my voice might change again when I answer this question.
At the very hands of these enemies, these Iroquois that you hated so
much.
Iroquois that you hated so much. You were in town with a bunch of your warriors and you're trading.
In town?
Yeah, you're trading in town like
Big
a cowboy
River.
Okay.
In Big River. And something terrible happened in your village. What happened with the Iroquois in your village?
Oh, do tell.
Bad attack.
Wait. Oh, no, what?
So how did the Iroquois use bats to attack your village?
That's what we had to figure out.
So explain
that's
it to us.
For you.
How did that happen?
Well, they came on horses.
Okay. Wait, the bats or the Iroquois?
The bats.
Okay, great.
The bats were on horses.
Yes, each bat rode up on a horse.
Blindly.
They galloped towards
sure.
us.
Sure.
Right? And they all had on little hats and pistols.
What?
Hats for bats.
Hats for bats, little pistols.
Bats was not the part I was worried about. The pistols.
Pistols holstered on their little bat bodies.
Okay. Full-size pistols?
Bat-size pistols. Don't be a fool, Britain.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm trying to clarify.
How drunk are you?
You're
Jesus.
Pretty drunk.
Okay, so bats rode into town.
And it was a holiday for my people, so we were unprepared.
What
we
were holiday
trading.
Was it?
The big cake fest.
Of course it was.
How did you celebrate big cake fest?
You eat a goddamn cake.
Let's not get lost in the woods here. So there's
my people are simple people.
Yes, of course.
So there's bats
and we were taken upon by an army of bats.
Okay. And?
They're sent out to us by their Iroquois masters.
Iroquois masters.
That's right.
Used their army of bats to run into the village. And what did they do
they
during the cake fest?
Us.
They slaughtered
they
your
slaughtered
people.
Us.
That's horrible. That's an awful
thing. I was
the thing.
Only the only one of my people to survive.
You were the only one.
I was the last hero of Big River.
How did you get away?
I'm ashamed to say it.
Okay, well,
I pretended to be a bat myself.
Ah,
oh.
Wolf in sheep's clothing, or sheep in wolf's clothing.
Or a guy in bat clothes.
What's Batman, you turned into Batman.
Or just a man walking around with his eyes closed.
That was enough.
That's how I
Wait
did
a minute,
it.
That doesn't make you invisible. Like, they can't see anyways. All right, I get what you mean, though. That makes sense.
Also, that's not accurate.
So shortly after this event, you received the nickname Geronimo.
That's right.
How did you get this nickname? Like,
I
what
gave it to myself.
You just said, this is my nickname, it's Geronimo.
I loved yelling it.
You loved yelling it?
Mm-hmm. Can we get an example?
Not right now. Okay. I don't do it on command.
You know what's funny is he took a big breath and I was expecting it.
You know Geronimo!
There it is.
I respect
there it is.
That he didn't do it right after I asked.
Now, you're fighting with this group, with the Iroquois Batman. It came to a halt when peace talks were initiated by both sides. So you...
Well, me.
You, just you.
Me.
And you negotiated peace with them.
It was difficult,
you
to
were,
say the least.
You were offered a...
I didn't have a lot of leverage.
Right, of course. You were offered a gift.
Basically, I said, quit chasing me around.
Please stop trying to kill me.
And they were just cool with that?
And so they offered you a gift.
That's right.
To show you that they were ready for peace. That's what was this true. Gift that they gave
a
you?
A hatchet.
So a hatchet.
Yes.
And this hatchet, what did it signify?
It signified the end of the war between the Iroquois,
mm-hmm.
the henchman bat army.
Of course.
And me.
And you.
The last survivor of the Big River people, Geronimo.
Geronimo. Now, this gift did not have its intended effect, which I assume was cutting the
you
hostility.
You go bury it.
Burying the hatchet.
You bury the hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
You refused peace. You said, I don't want peace with you people. And then you disappeared from the battlefield.
You said, I'll bury that fucking hatchet in your skull.
In a very mysterious fashion.
That's
how did you disappear?
Right. I put on a trench coat. I put on a trench coat and one of those big floppy brown hats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Disguising yourself.
Disguising myself. I'm a master of disguise.
Yes, I see.
That's something I came to learn about myself over time. You learn about yourself by living.
So all you've
That's
told
very
us
deep the, and true.
The first time you disguised yourself, all you did was close your
My disguise has improved with time.
Yeah. Right, I see. And then the next time you put a hat on
That's
and
right.
then a coat and walked
That's right.
away.
No, my costumes, my disguises have been improving with every year. I find new ways of creating materials, and I'm thinking about doing a Tyler Perry type comedy movie.
That's
somewhat
that's
soon.
Very idea. Marketable. What would you say your favorite disguise is?
My favorite disguise. Well, I've worn so many throughout the years.
Of course,
years.
Yes. Dave, do you have
one
a favorite
time
like Halloween costume?
Up,
Dave,
you, oh, I think.
Okay.
One time I to bust a buddy out of the slammer.
Okay.
I dressed up as a woman with a fruit hat.
Mm-hmm.
And
Carmen
a purse.
Miranda, I think is
yeah.
that woman's name.
And I did that
She's
type
not
of
the
a
only
disguise.
One who could wear a fruit hat.
She's one of the most famous ones, I would say.
That type of a disguise, and I You know, I
now you're
seduced
the guards.
The jailer of
and
the,
you were breaking a buddy out of prison.
That's
with,
right.
So with your sultry moves, I was
in my disguise
and fruit
yes.
and fruit hat. Like
that's a fond memory I have right now. I'm enjoying that memory.
You know what? I've never brought this up.
I wore lipstick.
Well,
now we're getting a little too far.
A bustier
for
my bosom.
Did you feel sexy? Like,
I felt good. I felt sexy. I felt in touch with a part of myself that I didn't even know existed. That's the thing about living life. You learn more about yourself as you live.
That's
there's
thing,
nothing like
that's,
putting on a fruit hat and touching
there's
yourself.
There's nothing about life that makes you learn. What? There's that's what. Never mind.
Geronimo!
Look, I never wanted to bring this up.
I want you to bring
before,
this
but
up.
But I think it's time that I came up with the fruit hat. That was my thing.
What kind of fruit you want to put on
I
your hat?
I would put like bananas and pineapple.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
you
got
to
have
yeah, it.
Well, the pineapple I found out, that has to be the foundation of the whole hat.
Where
you
did you
work
get
around
a
the pineapple?
Pineapple in Texarkana? That's what I would, how did you get a pineapple?
I'm a great bargainer.
Right, trading. You go to town and trade.
That's right.
Okay,
a caravan of, I don't know how else to say it, Chinamen came through.
Oh, sure, China. Prolific
men
with,
from China,
with,
and
with
they had all types of wares and goods to trade.
So they had pineapples. What else did they have?
Pineapples. A mug.
Okay.
Back in
Ten
those days,
pineapples. One mug.
Back in guys. Those days, a mug was not a common thing to see.
You're right. Probably very valuable. I would assume.
What's his handle doing on my cup?
What did you trade for these pineapples? What did you offer up to barter to get these pineapples?
I actually. I'm trying to remember now. I don't think it was a material good. I think it was I told them a joke.
You know what's coming right now. I
what's
assume.
That? Yeah, I think we need
you
to
know
hear.
What's coming.
I
what's
think
coming?
We need to hear this joke. I'd
I
like
think
to know.
We all want
to
hear.
Yeah, we want to hear this joke or funny story that you told them to get a pineapple out of them. Was it?
Yeah, because mainly for myself, because I want to know the pineapple to joke trade ratio.
Oh yeah,
right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
One joke for one pineapple and or mug.
Oh, so okay. It's also one pineapple also equal to one mug.
Yeah, you can take the mug or not.
Who put this crazy handle on my cup? I can't stop thinking
right.
about that.
Dave
That's
is very
right.
excited about that.
Boy, I know what you're going to want. You're going to want me to tell this joke.
I mean,
we
if
are,
you've got
we
one.
Do.
If you've got
to
one.
Remember it.
We do really want you to
I'm
tell
I'm trying to remember it.
Well, listen, if you can't recall mm-hmm. it, we can move on, and you can okay. we can come back to it later
yeah,
if
that's
you like.
That's great. That's great.
Let's not do that.
Okay, then
no,
we're
I'm just kidding. I'm we
sure
can move on.
I'm sure it'll come up.
We'll come back around.
You were taken into custody by the U.S. government, the military. I assume
fond memory.
A lot of the fighting that was involved between... Did you see custardy?
Nope.
Fighting between the Iroquois and the Big River peoples.
I appreciate you saying it right.
You were attempting. They were attempting to make peace in the region, and you were taken into custody.
That's right. Some of the best years of my life.
Now, why? That's true. While you were in custody,
why was it the? Okay.
Now, I'll tell you, this is a great story, David. You'll learn a lot. While you were in custody, they're transporting you all the way across the country in a train, and when you would make stops. People would be there gathered because they had heard of your tale and they wanted to see this person, and you would sell them items to these tourists. Mm-hmm. What were these items that you would sell to them?
Mostly more jokes and riddles.
Jokes and riddles. And riddles.
By that point, I had found out that I had a natural curiosity and ability to tell riddles.
White people super into comedy and riddles. They love them.
Mm-hmm. I love riddles.
Mm-hmm. How much did you charge for a riddle or
usually a mug or a pineapple.
You're on the pineapple mug standard.
Well, like, you know, a Pineapple Express.
That's right. And a pineapple.
I hate you, and that's funny. I guess that's
I
good.
Hate
someone right
bit.
Now is laughing, and they're just like shaking their head at their radio.
You don't have to enjoy me.
Does this come out on the radio? I have no idea. Now, you were technically a prisoner of war. And like I said, kind of a celebrity. People really wanted to see you.
Kind of.
You were very much so. Listen, very, very much a celebrity.
Thank you.
You attended the St. Louis World's Fair that year as a not an exhibit, but as a guest. Like you were
exhibit.
There for people.
Let's be honest, I was an exhibit.
Kind of an exhibit.
Okay. We
to,
all know.
People to come and see and enjoy.
I hoard myself out.
Sure.
You had to stand
that
on that
sense.
Rotating platform.
How mm-hmm. many pineapples or mugs did you get paid to be at the St. Louis World's Fair?
Fine question.
I tell you what, a couple of houses full.
A couple of houses full of pineapples
That's
or
right.
mugs. That's a lot.
That's right.
You were at this fair, and you encountered one of the most amazing technological advancements for the day. I mean, this is around, you know, 1650 around then in your life.
The bucket.
What was that? No, we've already got mugs. I think mugs are more advanced than buckets. What was this
How
advancement?
How dare you?
What was this technological
to
advancement?
To jog my memory again, where was I?
You were in St. Louis at the World's Fair.
Yes. Yes, one of the most advanced technological advancements of that time.
Mm-hmm.
The moving motion picture.
The moving picture. Motion. That's amazing. What was on the screen that you saw?
Pornography.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Of course it was. How long do you think after they invented motion pictures was it between that and when there was the first porn?
The next day?
No, I think it was the first thing.
Yeah, I think
So I guess my question is, how was it? How was the pornography?
Well, bad compared to today's standards, but...
He could barely get his whole fist in there. Are you kidding me?
But at the time, I found it arousing.
That is disgusting.
It was called Four Finger Joe.
It was the technology is not mm-hmm. as good as it is nowadays.
Of course, right.
As well as the... just the sort of mentality on what was acceptable.
Now, was it dirtier then, or I'm sure it was dirt. Everything was covered in dirt back then, but was it filthier then, nastier then, or was it like now? What do you think?
It was lewd.
It was lewder.
It was lewd.
Dave, how are you feeling about this?
Oh, I'll take a lewd.
It was raunchy. It was a lewd, raunchy, pornographic film.
Your nickname was used as a code name in a very famous American military.
I took part in a few pornographic films myself.
Oh, I had
before
feeling.
We move on,
what were they called? What were they called?
Geronimo.
Yeah, of course.
Geronimo,
that was the first one.
What about? Was there a sequel to Geronimo?
Yeah, Geronimo with two chicks.
That was the sequel.
That's right.
Geronimo with two chicks.
That's right.
And any more that spring to mind? The movies that you made?
Geronimo with one dude.
Oh, was there? Did you cross
the street?
I'm just guessing.
Absolutely.
I was just guessing.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
He needs work. He's
got to
get that
It was
work.
Good work. And I was like, one thing I learned about my life is the more I lived, the more I learned about myself.
Of course, yeah.
And I found out that be with a man is something that I would take money for.
You know what? It sounds like the World's Fair really changed Geronimo's life.
One thing I've learned about myself is that I will take money to be with a man.
He's selling pineapples and mugs all across
Wait,
the country.
Wait, he's getting pineapples and mugs.
Oh, no, he's selling
for riddles.
Right, he's selling riddles.
Now, by that time, I was out of the riddle game. I had burned out.
I would love to see some good riddle pornography. That would really...
does a bat not
have a pistol?
Well, I wish I hadn't gone down that road.
So you're traveling cross country. You're selling your riddles and your jokes. You're making lots of pineapples and mugs. You go to the World's Fair. You see pornography. Then you start making pornography.
That's right.
And it opens up your eyes and changes your life. Mm-hmm. That sounds accurate?
You summarized it very well, I think.
So you're very famous right now. You're one of the biggest celebrities in the world. And you got to meet a president of the United States. And
of
you
America?
Had such a big impression on this person, this man,
yes,
obviously,
mm-hmm.
That he asked you to travel in his inaugural parade during his inauguration. Who was this president?
It was Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. So Abraham Lincoln says, "You're great. Come be in my inaugural parade."
That's right.
What did you do in the parade?
Do a film with me.
Oh, okay. So you did a movie with him.
We did a film together.
A movie film. And, I ask, what kind of movie was it?
It was Geronimo and Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
It was called Geronimo and Abraham
Putting
Lincoln.
It right there in the
All
title.
Your film titles were
Well, we knew we could sell some tickets with a title like that.
Yeah. I would go
why candy coat it?
What happened in the film? What were people seeing on the screen?
Two men learning about life and learning new things about each other, making love.
I see.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if that was coming or not.
It sounds beautiful, if you ask me.
The thing is, I knew everybody knew it was coming, but what could I do? That's where
it
went.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah, yeah. Give the people what they want.
Well, it was what it was, what it is.
It was what it was.
How did he feel about Native Americans?
He loved us.
Lincoln loved the
Native Americans.
What do you think he liked about you so much?
Our strength.
Your strength, how strong you were.
Mm-hmm. Our integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah, very good.
Our comedic joke and riddle-telling abilities.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Lincoln, well-known fan of riddles.
At that point, I believe far superior to any other people's.
I don't think there were better performers in the country
I've noticed African-Americans in this country are pretty funny.
Well, now
they are. At least they're professional entertainers.
I don't know what that means. Now they are.
Professional entertainers are great.
It used to just be more sad for some reason.
Right. What happened there? Your nickname was a code name used in a very famous military operation that has incredible historical implications for America,
yes.
Especially.
Yeah.
9/11.
Who was this code name given to? Your nickname, Geronimo, was
That's
a code
true.
Name given to whom?
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong. Sure. So during the Apollo mission, Neil Armstrong, as he's going up to the moon, I assume, had the nickname or code name.
You know.
I know he went to the moon. We've done our research on this. He's going up
he
to the moon.
He definitely went to the moon. I tell you what, going to the moon, that's no Stevie Wonder. That really happened.
Okay, so he really was there. And he was given the code name Geronimo.
Geronimo!
Okay, now how did he use this code name? I think I already know.
I don't know.
So how did he use this code name? Like, did he, open the door and jump out and yell Geronimo when he landed on the moon? Because
no.
I don't remember that happening.
No.
Okay. No. All right, then. Sorry for bringing
just
it up.
Whenever they call, just whenever they called him.
Geronimo, we have a problem.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
All
right,
Geronimo.
That makes sense.
They just referred to him as Geronimo.
In our time.
Although his name was Neil.
Yes, that's true. I hate you, but I love you. It's weird. In our time, there's a mysterious society that's led... it's led by these very prestigious individuals, and is involved by one man. There's one specific man. That's the dog snoring. I'm sorry. Don't.
I thought it was an army.
We've
of
domesticated
bats.
Dogs in our time.
That's the same sound that I heard before the bats attacked Big River.
Native Americans were one of the first people to domesticate dogs.
Is that true?
No.
Okay. Okay. This society, this secret society, and this person that's very famous today, that was a member of the secret society, broke into your burial chamber, I assume, and stole your bones and used it for odd purposes that I don't know about. Who was this person and what was this group or mysterious society that stole your bones? Dave, what are you doing?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
You were staring at your own nose, and it was really weird. What was the secret society called?
The Jacksons.
The Jacksons. And who was
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson broke into your burial chamber and took... What did he take?
My bones.
Your bones. For what purpose?
He wanted to make some type of new, weird... human.
Okay.
My bones and the elephant man's
bones. Oh, Jesus
Christ.
So he was going to combine them
Yes.
to make some sort of Geronimo elephant creature.
Yes.
Well, that
sounds actually a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I could see what... Did he succeed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I live on.
Okay, you're still around. We'll get to that in just a second, but I've got one more question that I think I wanted to know about personally. How did your name get become synonymous with jumping out of an airplane? So I think that's how most people know the name Geronimo, is you, when you're jumping off of something or out of an airplane, you yell Geronimo,
yes,
which you don't have to
course.
Do because you've done it
it's
enough.
It's optional.
So
I'll whisper it.
Okay.
Geronimo.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, man, that's sexy.
How did your name get associated with jumping off of things?
Well, I was the first person to ever jump out of an airplane.
What? How? How on earth did that happen?
Don't question.
I want to know how it happened. So you go up into an airplane.
I don't know. What do you mean, how did it happen?
I was
in an airplane and I jumped out.
Why?
It seems
That's what I'm saying.
Me.
Why did you jump out of an airplane?
Well, I wanted to see how it felt. You know, the thing about life is the more I've learned,
yes,
the more I live, the more I learn.
Yes, we've covered this already.
So
you're up in an airplane.
That's right.
And you jumped. How high was this airplane up? Off the ground.
Well, higher than a bat can fly.
Yes, of course. We know that bats can't fly very hard, especially if they're on horses. They can't get up very high. So how high, if you had to guess, how many feet?
I mean, I'm not so good with those type of measurements. But
well,
let's say 50,000.
50,000 feet.
Sure.
And you jumped out. So you just jumped out. Did you have some sort of apparatus to get to the ground safely?
I don't know what that word is. No.
So no parachute, no hang glider, no bat wings. You just jumped out of an airplane and just landed on the ground.
Could you jump with a hang glider? That's
right.
A good idea.
I mean, I guess you probably
Well, I landed on my feet.
Okay, so you
get like a cat.
So you landed on your feet like a cat. And did you die from this?
No.
Okay. Well, then let's move on to the end of your story. And I'd like for you to tell me, how did you die? How did you leave Earth in all of its glory? If you lived through jumping out of an airplane at 50,000 feet.
Well, it's... Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. I'm trying to remember. It's not the most important part of my life.
It's not. Absolutely not.
Some might say the least.
I believe, if I'm correct, I died.
Mm-hmm.
I internally combusted.
Okay, so you burnt up from the inside out.
That's right.
No, where were you when this happened?
I was on a couch.
Just hanging out?
You're on a couch, okay.
I was on a couch at my friend's place.
Your friend, who was this friend?
Ted.
Your friend Ted.
My friend Ted's
You're at
place.
His house on his couch.
We were hanging out watching pornographic films.
Sure, yeah, like
some of my previous ones.
Sure,
just getting real super hard together. I get it.
I think I was about 80, 86 years old.
You're pretty old at this point. Yeah. You just started reminiscing about the hard
That's right,
times.
Yes.
Getting boners with friends.
Hanging out with Ted on a couch.
And you just sort of exploded on his
I
couch.
Sort of just exploded and ceased to
yes.
exist.
So how
Not
did,
in a good way.
How did Ted feel about this?
I don't know at this point.
Okay. Yeah. What day was it when you did die? What was the date?
I believe it was... this I do remember this
yes,
date.
Yes, of course. How could you forget this?
I think it was May 8th.
I was about to fuck Ted when I exploded.
I wasn't about to fuck Ted.
Oh, I didn't
how
know.
Dare you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I was. I
All
was.
Right,
I
that's
was.
What I thought.
You were okay.
I was. I
well,
was.
How dare I?
In the asshole. What was the date?
May 8th.
May 8th. What year?
17.
Mm-hmm.
00.
1700. 1700. So you're about 86 years old.
Yeah.
That's amazingly exactly what he was said.
Good man.
And where are your remains? If people wanted to go and visit your remains,
well,
where
I'm
they
walking
do that?
Around somewhere because Michael Jackson stole all my remains created a new type of elephant man. Out
you
of
were it. Reanimated with this with the elephant man skeleton.
That's right.
And your remains are just wandering around. Hopefully, they're still out on tour, and you can bring yourself a nice pineapple or mug to the train station and
that's
trade
right.
it for a good story.
That's right. Now, the unfortunate thing is the whole riddle joke for pineapple mug.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
A circuit isn't as big in America as it used to be, but still some...
one of the many victims of inflation.
That's right. right. But in Southeast Asia and such places, there's still
where
good
pineapples
work to be
found. Are from, mm-hmm. we've established, from China.
They have pineapples
in
China.
I don't know if that's true.
They do, absolutely, it's true. Well, listen.
Wait.
Yes, oh God.
We never got that initial joke from...
Oh, no, we never got our pineapple riddle or story.
Oh, yeah,
or
that's right. Well, here's what... I guess you wouldn't even call it a joke. It was more of an offhanded comment.
Okay.
I saw a fella, he was picking in his nose.
Okay.
And I said, what are you doing in there? Are you digging for gold?
That's a pretty good one.
That's very timely, too, back then. It was quite
right, because people
no one had ever said anything like that before.
Right, never happened.
And I think people say it now all the time.
Yeah.
I've said it twice today.
Yeah.
To you.
I said it at least once.
To me.
Yeah.
Well, Geronimo, thank you so much for
joining
us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, you know, no problem.
We've learned a lot about Native American culture and pornography for some reason.
And
I think it's a really good thing for future generations to remember your story. So please. Enjoy.
Go fuck yourself.
God damn it. Why would
is
you
that not what we say?
No! It is this time, though.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime.
This one was a different vibe from the last one, I feel like.
Yeah, very much so. We are here with our guest, Mr. Soreen Choksi.
Hey, what's up?
All the way from New York City. It's good to see you. Thanks
Did
for
you
coming.
Did you say all the way from the USA?
I said, yes, all the way from the USA. A-OK.
What's up, fellas?
Thanks
nice
for coming
being back
in
here.
And doing
yeah,
this,
dude.
Man.
I liked it.
We had a nice lunch. I got Dave drunk.
I wanted one Bloody Mary so I could enjoy myself like
yes.
a goddamn
yes.
human being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bob says, bring him a second. What am I gonna do?
No,
not drink it.
You got X's on your
How
eyes.
How many
now.
Did
you're
I drink?
So lit up.
How many did I drink?
He had zero.
I didn't have any.
I had nothing. I should have said because Bob's mom is here right
God
now.
God damn it! I hate you.
And they're not drinking.
We're not. We don't drink.
We're not drinking right now. But I could have just been, you only had like a couple beers. That's what I should have said.
But you didn't.
Because it would be more fun to get you in trouble.
But she doesn't, I don't get in trouble with her.
She can't ground you?
No, she's my girlfriend, not my mom. Stop it.
Yeah, man, you got a real.
Tell him to stop.
It's so fun for me.
Soreen is a comedian based out of New York City. He had his own show for a while there on the Fuse Network.
White Guy Talk Show.
White Guy Talk Show.
Canceled.
Well, listen.
Hey we've baby. Never even had a show on to be canceled.
Yeah,
so.
I would dream, if somebody would cancel this, it'd be great. Yeah, really I don't know why it hasn't been.
Was great last
never
night
allow
featuring
it.
For Judy Gold.
Thank
I'm just
you
gonna
so
say
much.
He was featuring for Judy Gold last night, went to the show.
And you've got
awesome set.
You've got an opportunity now that the show is not on. You're doing a lot more stand-up, getting back out there on
That's
the road
right.
and stuff. So we're really happy that you're
nice
able
to be
come back
in Bloomington,
and,
man.
Yeah, and do the show again. On Twitter, where can people find you?
At Soreen Choksi.
That's Soreen Choksi.
That's right.
Yeah, I can spell like a motherfucker. And you got a website, too, that's SoreenChoksi.com.
Same thing, SoreenChoksi.com.
Do you still update that and everything?
Yeah, I put shows on there.
There you go. That's all you need.
Boom.
So check out Soreen's stuff. Hopefully, you're recording some material, getting people out there. You got videos on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, I got some stuff on
the
YouTube.
There you go. You got clips from the White Guy Talk Show you can check out there.
Yeah, there's not that much of that stuff. If you want to really see that stuff, you got to go to my mom's house and watch it on DVR.
Your mom isn't your girlfriend, right? So, okay, never mind.
No, that's like a new
she's
thing.
She's a girl
for me
and she's
about.
A friend.
We are going to go into the story of Geronimo and talk about who he was and find out the real story with Geronimo. How do you think you did out of those 20 questions? How many do you think you got right if you had to guess out of 20?
I think Zero.
I would go zero.
I might have really hit a solid zero, I think.
Well, let's get into it.
We don't get
we'll
a lot of zeros.
So we don't get
fun.
A lot of zeros.
I think the bats did ride horses.
The New York Times called him, quote, the worst type of Aboriginal American savage, end quote, whose
Ooh.
Life proved, quote, the proverb that a good Indian is a dead Indian,
Jesus,
end quote.
The New York Times said
the
that?
The New York Times, ladies
wow.
and gentlemen.
Very progressive of them.
Geronimo was a, and there's going to be a lot of pronunciation nightmares in this. Hopefully I won't do too many, but it's just, I mean, it's bound to happen. I'm going to do my best, though. Geronimo was a Bedankohe Apache hailing from Turkey Creek or the Gila River. So it was right next to
I'm
a river.
Give him a point for river. Let's
All
give
right.
him a point for river.
And this was
the fucking odds.
This was Mexico at this time, and now it's New Mexico. We'll get back into Mexico a lot, actually. He was born June 16th, 1829, so you're about...
Hey, not that bad.
That's pretty close.
No, it's 200 years.
I said 16.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Did you say 18?
I thought I said
1829. You said 16.
Why would I say 16?
I don't
well,
know.
Originally you said 6.
He was given the name Goyacla.
Okay.
Which meant he who yawns, because Ooh. It's assumed that when he was a baby, he yawned after breastfeeding and stuff like that. So he's tired after eating and would yawn a lot. I'm looking at you because I need some verification. I don't know why I'm looking at you about this.
I feel like most babies would be going that yawn.
Right.
Around,
doing
okay.
some yawning. And he's better known by his American Mexican nickname, Geronimo.
Yanni.
No. what is Yanni? What nationality is Yanni?
Big River.
Okay, he's from the Big River. He was married at age 17. He had 3 children with his wife, and he lived in an Apache village with his mother on this river from
just
this
like
area.
You.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Fuck
I mean,
you.
I'm just getting in on Dave's jokes
yeah,
here.
I enjoy it.
He was married 9 times in his life.
Wow.
Geronimo was married 9 times.
Was he divorced in between or
he
just
I don't
kept
know
adding
if he
wives?
Was, I couldn't really find that he was divorced, but he was married 9 times. I think the first 2 of his wives were murdered. We'll get into that.
Whoa.
And then the other ones, maybe he just left. I'm not really sure. Okay, so the Apache believed that there were these big monstrous owl women that lived in caves. Okay, they hunted local tribes and the warriors of those tribes, but they preferred to eat children. So these
yeah.
owl women, and they also ate snakes and rats and lizards and frogs. But frogs were considered the most inedible of all animals. I thought that was interesting, so I threw that in there. The monster women were greatly feared and considered one of the most dangerous beings on Earth. And after one of the owl women drowned, her
Wait,
eye...
Wait, what?
Hold on. This is the whole story. Her eye was used to create the entire species of owls who signify death to the Native American people.
Okay.
Now, the Apache specifically believe in the big owl, which is a man-eating ogre that looks like an owl that functions as the boogeyman in children's stories. So owls are apparently super spooky in Native American worlds.
Already spooky, but yeah, no
yeah,
more
even
spooky.
More spooky. So Goyacla spent the majority of his life fighting. He was a fighter. He was a warrior. And he hated Mexicans like nobody's business. And you're going to find out why. The reason for this is very sad but totally understandable. In what seems to be a tale from a storybook, Goyacla
and kept taking his jobs.
And his fellow warriors left the encampment to go to town and trade for supplies. And unbeknownst to them, Colonel Jose Maria Carrasco had become fed up with constant Apache raids on the town of Chihuahua and decided to do something about it. So he and 400 of his soldiers laid waste to the entire village, killing Goyaka's wife, his 3 children, his mother, and about 20 other people that they had left behind.
Luckily, he had 8 wives left.
Goyacla came back from this point, and he never stopped hating and killing Mexicans his whole life. For the majority of his life.
As you would think.
Yeah, Donald Trump, that's a good reason to not like Mexicans. Like, they killed everyone you knew. Okay,
right.
Fine. You can get away with it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Fuck Donald Trump. There, I said it. From this point...
Ooh, getting real political.
Oh, getting political here on History Bluffs. From this point, he led successful attacks on a nearby Mexican settlement where he was given the nickname Geronimo. Historians are divided about where the name came from, but two theories are the most plausible. One is that the Spanish-speaking Mexican soldiers couldn't pronounce his name, so Geronimo is just what they came up with. It was close enough. And the other one that he was... they sort of remarked as like a curse word for Saint Jerome, and that sort of just stuck, like saying like Saint Judas Priest, but I don't know, like yeah. it was like a curse word that they said. Sure. So that's how it was connected. Either way, Geronimo stuck, and everybody in America knew who Geronimo was because he was this savage Native American Mexican killer that people were just like, we got to see this guy.
Let's go see the show.
The Apache and Mexicans fought for nearly 60 years back and forth across the border, and the Apaches were pushed back into the mountain territories and decided, hey, let's negotiate peace. We're getting our asses kicked. Let's finish this. So they meet Mexican soldiers to talk peace, and they were giving mezcal, which is a distilled agave alcoholic beverage. It's like, you know, get you drunk. And they said, here's a peace offering. Drink this. So once the Apaches got really good and drunk, the Mexicans started killing them.
No.
They were just like, all right, they're drunk.
Man, that's brutal.
Let's take them out. So they attacked, and they killed 20 warriors, and they captured a ton more.
Oh, no.
And Goyacla fled. He was like, I'm out of here. I'm taking off. The legend states that Geronimo and his followers went into a cave, and the Mexican soldiers came up around it, and he never came out. And they were like, where is he? We don't know. And then he was spotted weeks later in another part of the territory, and they're like, what the hell? This guy's magic, because they couldn't find an exit to the cave. So that place, that cave, is still known as Geronimo's Cave because it believed that he used his magic.
Just a back way out of the cave.
Yeah probably, but no one's ever found it. No one's ever found this way out. So maybe
you guys...
Well, let's. I think we should go find it.
I was thinking that. I think it's obvious.
He probably just put on a hat and a trench coat and just walked out. Yeah. That's what happened. He just got right out of there.
But we're going to this cave.
This is so hilarious. Goyacla was captured and escaped U.S. Occupation all the time. It happened like 10 times. They would capture him. They would put him in like Fort What's-Its-Face, and he would escape and run away. Then they catch him again, and it happened over and over and over again. So at one point, he was caught, and he was being transported from one fort to another by railroad. And every time they would stop the train to, like, I guess, get more coal or whatever, there would be thousands of people there to see Goyacla, to see Geronimo. Like, they were like, holy shit, we've got to go see this guy. So here's what he would do. He would sell buttons off of his shirt and his hat to people for 25 cents. And that's people lost their minds. They were like, oh, shit, I bought Geronimo's button. And then the train would start up and go to the next little station, and he would sew new buttons on his shirt and get a new hat and then sell that at the next stop. And he kept doing it over and over again. So he's kind of like a huckster. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah. So he would just sew new buttons on, sells at the next place. So at this time, he's basically a prisoner of war. He was captured by the United States government because he wouldn't stop fighting with the Mexicans. The United States is trying
Why did the United States care if he was fighting with the Mexicans?
Because they were trying...
Complex issues.
Right. Okay, so there. This is around the time where they're trying to make peace. The Mexican territories are very vital to America, so it's important for them to not have, you know, them killing each other. So after he received...
And what are we talking about now? Now we're talking about the late 1800s?
Yeah, mid-1800s. So he received... Oh, this is the late 1800s. So he receives permission from the president to go to the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis.
So where president are we on?
We're on. We'll get to the president in a second. Okay. So while he's there, he goes there basically to do Indian Native American shows and to sell buttons and hats. He keeps humming up. He kept doing it over and over again. And while he was there, he was enamored by the fair's Ferris wheel. And
saw, that was an amazing thing.
Saw many interesting things and learned a lot about white people. He said, quote, they're very kind and peaceful people. During all the time I was at the fair, no one tried to harm me in any way. Had this been among the Mexicans, I am sure I would have been compelled to defend myself often, end quote. Thankfully, Mexico never had a World's Fair in Geronimo's time or any other. They never had a World's Fair.
Thankfully, Mexico never had a World's Fair. Am I right, you guys?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
The code name Geronimo was given as a call sign for radio frequencies during the mission in Pakistan, referring to Osama bin Laden.
Ah.
Native Americans were not happy about this when it came out. So they were just like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Why would you call him Geronimo? So when
caves.
They, yeah, so when they killed him, it was Geronimo EKIA, meaning they killed him. Like, that's the call that went over the radio frequency when they, you know, let the government know that he'd been killed.
We have to get Osama bin Laden on this show.
You think he would do it?
He'd do it.
He might do it. In March 1905, Goyacola was invited to President Theodore Roosevelt's inaugural parade. He and five Indian chiefs who wore full headgear, painted faces. They rode horses down Pennsylvania Avenue. The intent, one newspaper stated, was to show Americans, quote, that they have buried the hatchet forever, end quote. After the parade, Goyacola begged Teddy Roosevelt to let him return home. Like, he was just like, please let me go home.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a prisoner anymore. I just want to go home and die. At this point, he's like 84 years old. Right. He's just like, please let me go home. And Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy.
Teddy Roosevelt, quote, said that the Indian had, quote, a bad heart. And he killed many of my people. You burned our villages. And you were not good Indians, end quotes. The president,
Teddy Roosevelt said that?
Yes. The president said he would have to wait a while and, quote, see how you and your people act on your reservation, end quote. What a fucking asshole. He was just like, well, we'll see how you do in captivity, and then maybe we'll let you go. So Roosevelt basically just told him to go fuck himself. He couldn't get out. Goyacola's remains are in
Fort... Wait, so where'd he die?
So he died on his way back to Fort... or to... For or at
but
Fort
kind
Sill.
Of on Ted's couch.
No, yeah. Not at all.
Come on, wait, Ted. Teddy,
he did say Ted. You know what? I gotta give
I
him a
like
point.
Whatever. That's
point
fine.
That
that's
one.
Fine. I don't care. I don't.
Hey,
it doesn't
I got
matter.
Three letters right.
Goyacola's remains are at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and it's long been rumored that several Yale students, among them Prescott Bush, who's the father of George H.W. Bush, and the grandfather of George W. Bush, dug up Geronimo's remains in 1918. While doing artillery training at Fort Sill. And he was part of the Order of the Skull and Bones at Yale University. And they stole Geronimo's bones and took them back to Yale.
They did steal his bones.
They stole his bones. So that's the story.
Now, did you
knows.
Say that someone stole his bones and he said Michael Jackson? Or
he said, I said stole his bones and he said Michael Jackson. I asked him who did it. In the early 1940s, a group of paratroopers were set to make their first jump from an actual plane and were terrified. They were absolutely terrified. And the night before, they were treated to watching the 1939 film Geronimo about a fearless Apache warrior. One of the tales that are associated with the nickname state that a soldier was told that when he jumped from the plane, he would be so scared that he wouldn't remember his own name. And he said, well, that's fine. I'll just yell Geronimo to prove my bravery. And that's where it comes from. So
interesting.
The next day he did exactly that. All the soldiers started doing that. All the soldiers after that started doing that. And it just caught on. So that's where the whole idea of jumping off of something and saying Geronimo comes from. A
that's
movie
cool.
loosely based on his life.
Do I get another point for that?
You do not. In February 1909, Goyacola was thrown off of his horse while riding home, and he had to lie in the cold overnight before somebody found him, and he was extremely ill, caught pneumonia, and he died. He died February 17th, 1909, as a prisoner of the United States at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, where he is buried today. His body is still there. They will not give him his remains back to his people to let him be buried. New Mexico basically is where he's from, but yep, that's it. They won't give his remains back. Just one extra way that Native Americans are just shit on in this country. And Geronimo was a complete badass, and then he was taken into custody by the U.S. government and was a dog and pony show for the rest of his life. And it's just
it's weird. It's one thing to take a guy prisoner and another thing to be like, also entertain these
people. Yeah, we're going to take you all over the country selling buttons and hats and riding the Ferris wheel. Yeah,
but he was
great.
Keeping that money, right?
Yeah, pretty much, I would assume.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
A lot of weird stuff.
Sources though. For this episode, The Strange Saga of Geronimo's Skull from the Tucson Weekly by Leo W. Banks. Native Americans Offended by Codename in Bin Laden Mission was taken from NPR by Mark Memmott. Geronimo's Appeal to Theodore Roosevelt from the Smithsonian by Gilbert King. Geronimo Apache Warrior by Brenda Hogan. Geronimo the Man, His Time, His Place by Angie Debo. 10 eerie Native American monsters from List Verse. That was just something I pulled out that I was just like, I got to figure this out because it's great.
Oh, that was about the owls.
And Where the Tradition of Yelling Geronimo When Jumping Out of a Plane Came From by todayifoundout.com's Davin Hiskey. There's some really strange stuff. The whole thing from the Tucson Weekly about Geronimo's skull, I highly recommend you read, because it's crazy, the Skull and Bone Society, how they tried to cover this up.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's really, really weird.
I think it's pretty lame to call yourself the Skull and Bone Society.
Come on, dude. We get it.
Then there's another huge thing that I didn't even go into about Geronimo wrote his own biography. I assume it's called an autobiography, but this
you
was
assume
in,
that?
In
Do like, you assume that?
Fuck you. It was in the eight. It was in the late or the early 1900s, like 1904, 1905. He wrote his own autobiography. I said it again. He wrote an autobiography, and then it didn't come out for like 80 years, and then it finally came out, and it was translated, and it's basically him just telling his whole story. Like, it sounds really interesting. I didn't get to read it for this, but I can assume that that's pretty cool. There's some quotes and stuff from it that I use in this episode, but still, interesting book. You can find out more at your local library.
Great. Good job.
Let's tabulate the score.
Uh-oh.
2 points.
That's 10%.
I'm gonna give him a point for Teddy and a point for River.
Okay, great. River and Teddy, you did.
Wow,
very
that was
well.
Pretty close to 0.
10%. That's better than most people do. We had a lot
no,
of zeros there for a while.
Do.
It's not
all
better
right.
than most people do. Our guest today was Sodine Choksi. It was great having you here. Thanks
Thank you, man.
For
I would love being
it.
Here.
You can find out more about Sodine by going to his website, SodineChoksi.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Sodine Choksi,
or just around town,
or just find him in New York City. It can't be that hard, right?
No.
Yeah, there's not many people there.
Stick out like a sore thumb.
David Britton is on the web at davidbrittoncomedy.com. You can find out more about History Bluffs by going to historybluffs.podomatic.com or facebook.com/historybluffs, and we're on Twitter at History Bluffs. For Sodine Choksi and David Britton, my name is Bob Nugent. We'll see you next time here on History Bluffs. God, you're never drinking again.
Yes, I am. History Bluffs!